You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
So you've got to go to the 702 YouTube page to be able to check out my guest and I, not just in conversation, but the performance that he prepared as well. So today we're joining award-winning singer-songwriter Arno Karstens. You'll know him as the frontman of the Springbok Nude Girls, but what a career he's had. I think I found him in this industry when I started 20 years ago. He's played at all the major festivals in South Africa in different parts of the world, shared stages with people, with groups like the Rolling Stones, U2, the Police. In fact, he also featured as a lead vocalist and co-wrote three tracks that belong to Mike and the Mechanics. I mean, could you ask for a better career? We've got an acoustic performance that he's prepared for us, and you want to watch it. If you love the sound of an acoustic guitar, you don't want to miss this maestro on a couch singing three of his recent hits. And he just oozes the confidence and self-assuredness of someone who has nothing to prove, you know, and that self-assuredness that comes with maturity and doing what you love. And so this afternoon we say, welcome to 702 Unplugged to Arno Karstens. Hello, Arno.
How are you, Zainia? Wonderful.
Yeah, great. I'm very good. I'm very good. So a lot of people felt constrained, felt frustrated with the lockdown. You could escape, at least. You could escape into your studio and ended up making music.
Yes, I think that was a plus point for most artists, is that it was wonderful to actually not tour for, but I mean, eventually, financially, it's a problem. But
yeah,
it was so nice to be staying at home for a little bit. And then also, you just got all this time to write music and mix new music and paint and do whatever you want to. So, yeah.
No, I was definitely wondering about that because you're a fine artist as well. I was looking at the painting that forms the backdrop to the performance that you did. I was wondering, is that one of his or what? Oh, no. So what happened during this lockdown? What kind of tone did your artwork take?
Man, for me, I'm actually learning from, I'm still learning as I'm going along. So, I wanted to do these kind of classic, beautiful female bodies, just kind of simple, but just very romantic, like almost Renaissance type of vibe, mm-hmm. as much as I can. But of course, I've got my shortcomings. But, you know, you just keep going at it and eventually you'll get there.
Wow. All right. And you're also in the gin business. How's that going?
We're still just busy getting around to the we're still busy designing the – getting the label. It's all about the label.
Mm-hmm.
So the label and the taste. It tastes fantastic and stuff, but we're just constantly working on the label. It takes a long time to get it eventually to make it look fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. So let's talk about some of the songs that you'll be performing for us. Three songs especially. I was glad that you included Empire of the Night. That song has a specialness to it. Did it surprise you? Because I know there are other songs perhaps that have been very critical, pivotal to your career, whether through the Springbok Nude Girls or in your solo career. But where do you place that one?
Empire of the Night is actually probably the most exciting pop song I've done from my stuff. You know, like, I love rock music, of course. I mean, that's where I come from. But in the end of the day, I love any kind of music. I just find that rock has kind of stagnated over the years. And these days, I find it more exciting to use pop elements and hip-hop sounds and everything with rock and stuff. You know, we're in a big, everything goes these days. So
yeah.
That's where and that song felt quite hip and wonderful, and I'm very proud of it. It's a great song.
Yes. When I was preparing for this interview, I saw that it was a finalist at the 2019 US International Songwriting Competition. That must have felt good.
Yes. What was the song that was so successful that we wanted, we lost against that other song? It was ridiculous. There was no way we were ever going to.
So you're happy to be a finalist in this case?
I'm a finalist. Woohoo! Brilliant. Thank you. You know, every day you get these big hits and then you just can forget about it.
Yes,
know, right?
Yes, everybody
this
else.
Is one song. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So tell me about Go Easy Love. You've been a singer, not just a vocalist, but you've also written countless songs over the years. What's this one about?
Man, the line came, I walk around and the words come to me, and there was this line that came, you're like a techno song with no words. And I thought, wow, that is so cool. So, and straight away, I just finished, you know, I just went on and write the rest of the song. But it's kind of the lockdown blues. But the end result of it is just a message of go easy, you know?
Yeah.
Things are tender, but just go easy, my love.
Okay. We're going to listen to it quite closely when you perform it. I just love how you approached this performance. Stripped down with an acoustic guitar, we get to see your skill, another talent of yours, not just vocally, but also you playing the guitar. Beautiful approach. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's very scary. It's very naked.
Ah, after all these years, you still get scared. I thought, as I was saying in the beginning, you got nothing to prove. So, you know, there's a level of confidence that you do things with.
Yeah, you are your own worst enemy in a certain way. So.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
That's what keeps us doing, trying to do better and better and better, you know.
Yes. Well, we'll have you back on the show. I wanted to talk about so many other things, but I know you've also been treating your fans September and October, lots of performances, collaborative performances. So you've been busy apart from the new music that you're introducing and some of the singles that are coming out in the course of the year. But let's let the music do the talking. Arno, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Azania, and to the listeners, ciao, bella.
Thank you. That's Arno Carstens. Check him out on the 702 YouTube page. You'll be able to see exactly what we've been describing and the performance that he's done for us. The three songs are the new single, Go Easy Love, Out of the Blue, which is also a recent single. And then, of course, the classic Empire of the Night is how he ends things off.